Next patient is Felipe Pindia, P-I-N-E-D-I-A. This is a consultation request by Dr. Sampono. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation. Bradyarrhythmia history. Patient is 58-year-old, recently complaining of episodes of palpitation, shortness of breath, and dizziness period. Patient underwent a heart monitor study that showed episodes of atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate, as well as multiple episodes of bradycardia with a heart rate in the 40s period. Patient also has episodes of pauses up to 2.8-second period. Patients complaining of fatigue, especially with activity period, refer to me for ablation for atrial fibrillation and a permanent pacemaker implantation period. Current medication, none. Allergies, no. Non-drug allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary and disease of cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denervation, weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment. Cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, stomach, no history of arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 134, 78 pulses, 58 respiration, 16, weight is 183 pound, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1/6 systole murmur, head of the left and border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, estimate, no edema, clinical impression number 1, atrial fibrillation number 2, bradycardia, recommendation, patient is quite symptomatic with the bradycardia as well as atrial fibrillation period, discuss with the patient regarding ablation for atrial fibrillation, and possible implantation of a pacemaker. Procedures can benefit of both procedures discussed with the patient and agreed for the procedure. Possible risks include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, collapse of the lung. Period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sampono. Consultation date is 7/6/22.